Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 13th. Today's word is meme, spelled M-E-M-E. Meme is a noun that means an idea, behavior, style, or usage that spreads from person to person within a culture. It can also mean an amusing or interesting item, such as a captioned picture or video, or genre of items that is spread widely online, especially through social media. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Boston Globe by Michael Levinson. Memes are often harmless images. Think of the photos of the scowling grumpy cat with humorous text over it, like, "The worst part of my Monday is hearing you complain about yours." In his 1976 book, The Selfish Gene, British scientist Richard Dawkins defended his newly coined word, meme, which he defined as a unit of cultural transmission. Having first considered, then rejected, mimeme, M-I-M-E-M-E, he wrote, "Mimeme comes from a suitable Greek root, but I want a monosyllable that sounds a bit like gene." The suitable Greek root was mim, M-I-M, meaning mime or mimic. The English suffix E-M-E indicates a distinctive unit of language structure, as in grapheme, lexeme, and phoneme. Like any good meme, meme caught on and evolved, eventually developing the meaning known to anyone who spends time online, where it's most often used to refer to any one of those silly captioned photos that the internet can't seem to get enough of. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.